The following program contains footage of actual events as well as special training operations. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Suspect is running.
Natural subjects threw something overboard.
Drop the gun!
Special Forces. The best of the best. Facing the toughest jobs in law enforcement. The most dangerous criminals. The most impossible missions.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
In the next 60 minutes, you will see incredible footage gathered from special forces around the country. Whether it's on the ground, in the air, or on the water.
Vessel's now fleeing.
You'll see how completely they prepare and how perfectly they perform. The pressure has never been greater. Because when extreme situations require extreme solutions, you need the extreme abilities of special forces.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. In my 27 years in law enforcement, I've seen a lot of amazing cops and a lot of great departments. Within every department, there are special teams to handle special problems. Everything from drug running to terrorism. The special forces work harder, train longer, and face the toughest situations possible. So hang on, you're about to see how they do it. You're about to meet the men and women who make up the special forces.
People think special forces operate only in big cities. But the rural South certainly has its share of crime. It also has some of the finest special forces in the country. The Sheriff's Department in Dooley County, Georgia, has a special force that's second to none.
We brought our cameras to catch these men and women in action. We covered everything from violent simulation training missions to dangerous high-speed pursuits. From what we saw, any criminals with Georgia on their minds better think twice about Dooley County.
Gentlemen, the purpose of the meeting tonight is we have a lot of information about a drug house.
A drug bust is brewing. A dangerous drug dealer has been using an abandoned house to do business. The deputies are ready to take him down.
He's probably going to be hyped up on something.
The cops roll up their sleeves and get ready, arming themselves and taking every precaution.
Let's be safe.
Any mistake with a coked up felon can be deadly.
Now look, 258, Bob.
The team is listening in as the deal goes down, but something goes wrong. The cops have to act fast. A flashbang grenade is lobbed into the house to distract the suspect. It gives the deputies a second they need.
Get on the floor!
Clear.
Within moments, the dealer is in custody, and the undercover cop is safe. The officers find a gun, and the police dog sniffs out a hidden supply of drugs. The cyclist was spotted running from a drug interdiction roadblock. A special pursuit cruiser is immediately dispatched.
Suspect is now doing 15 to 20 zone.
On a hard turn, the suspect just misses a guardrail.
Dispatch for now northbound on 20, speeds 105.
He takes a curve doing 110, pushing him onto the wrong side of the road.
Okay, we're coming up to 17 junction now.
10 towards junction 17.
A crossroad. The suspect tries to fool the deputy by changing direction. The only person he throws off is himself, right off the cycle. Incredibly, the man is still going. He jumps to his feet and races for an open field. But if he thinks he's getting away after all that, he's got another thing coming. The Dooley County deputy follows him, vehicle and all.
Dispatch, suspect is in a long push. We are still in pursuit at this time.
Copy, suspect on foot.
The man staggers. He's exhausted. He falls. And finally, he's under arrest. three times the suspect escaped death. But no one escapes the law in Dooley County. In this pursuit of a stolen car, the officers try the rolling roadblock maneuver. But the teenage suspects find a way around, peeling off the road and roaring over the media.
They ain't scared of nothing.
The chase moves to a country road, and the units back off. Their captain is just ahead, ready to shoot out the tire. He brings the shotgun up, but when he sees that it's just a carload of frightened joyriders, the officer changes his mind. He's made the right decision. The cop joins the convoy chasing these young offenders. Moments later, the lead unit charges ahead of the stolen sedan. This time, there's nowhere to run. Surrender is the only option. The Dooley deputies take him down quick and hard. They've been trained never to underestimate a suspect. The Dooley cops have earned a reputation for being tough on crime. As a result, some crooks will do anything to avoid being caught in their jurisdiction.
He went down in bike.
Even if that means driving right off the highway. The fleeing felons in this car are running on two flat tires. They can barely hold the road.
Yeah, it's gonna be just a matter of time. He's gonna lose. Uh-oh, he's trying to hit the guardrail. Hey, we 10-50, baby.
The car ricochets off both guardrails, but the determined driver keeps going. The red coupe throws a rooster tail of sparks, but the suspects won't slow down. It's a fiery race for the county line.
It'll be on fire in a minute.
Spewing flames and sparks, the car finally gives out, blazing off the road.
He's from the bush bar.
The units immediately surround the battered car. These suspects thought they could make it out of the county, but the cops make it clear they're not going anywhere, except jail. When it comes to pursuits, chasing a bank robbery suspect can be terrifying. Because bank robbery is a federal crime, the suspect will do anything he can to get away. Here, an armed robber is caught on a bank surveillance camera. Hidden in his paper, a 45. The teller pretends to cooperate. The robber doesn't realize she's tripped a silent alarm.
10-4, got a 1090 Citizens Bank.
A Dooley deputy arrives at the parking lot just as the suspect flees. A police helicopter locates the suspect. On the ground, deputies pursue him at nearly 120 miles per hour.
Dooley, be advised, road cross is 15, about a quarter mile past the overpass.
10-4, coming up on 15.
The suspect takes a turn. He nearly loses control. His vehicle weaves like a snake in the Georgia grass. On a dirt road, the suspect leaves a blinding cloud of dust in his wake, but he can't see what's around the bend.
All units be advised, the sticks are down. Repeat, the sticks are down.
Just ahead, deputies have laid out a spike strip. His tires are history.
Suspect just hit the sticks. Tires going down.
Even with flat tires, the suspect pushes forward. But with deputy vehicles all around him, he's now boxed in. The suspect tries one last desperate move. He pulls into a deserted house.
Duly be advised, suspect's bailing out.
They want this man in custody now.
The suspect is armed. Repeat, suspect is armed. Extreme caution.
To get him out in the open, officers try using flash grenades. Still, the suspect refuses to come out. Suddenly, the deputies notice smoke coming from the house. Within minutes, the smoke has become a billowing cloud. Then flames are spotted.
For your own safety, leave the house now.
Time is running out. For the gunman, this fiery showdown is about to become a last stand.
Come out of the front door with your hands in your ear now.
Firefighters are called to the scene, but they can't enter until the suspect is in custody. It may be too late.
Fire department personnel, please stay clear.
Suddenly, the man rushes out. He tries to run, but deputies tackle him from all sides.
Suspect now in custody.
But the house continues to burn out of control. Despite the efforts of firefighters, it becomes a blazing inferno. For Dooley County deputies, dangers like these go with the job. It's not a job for everyone. It's full of surprises, and things can get ugly. But whatever the crime, if it goes down in Dooley County, Georgia, it's sure to be a wild ride. Coming up.
Hang on.
On Special Forces.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
It's sink or swim. Offshore officers meet the most desperate suspects on water.
Vessel's now fleeing.
From die-hard drug traffickers.
They're going to the beach, they're going to the beach.
To bodacious boat thieves.
Get on the boat, get on the deck of the boat.
Special cops. Special cases, special forces. Next. Block him in, block him in. The only thing scarier than a high-speed chase on land is one-on-water. Out here, you need more than a cop.
Face down.
You need a specialist.
Don't move!
In cities where water is a major part of the landscape, police boats are essential. The Marine Police require special training because on the water, even the slightest mishap can have deadly consequences.
We took our cameras to waterfront communities around the country to catch the special forces of Marine officers in action. Police who work offshore drill themselves constantly, using real-life scenarios that test their speed and their skill. Because out here, the criminals can be as vicious as anywhere in the world. Charlotte County, Florida. Located on Florida's west coast, this vacation community includes nearly 200 square miles of water. Road access is limited. That makes enforcing the law by boat a fact of life. Here, Special Sheriff's Deputies Charles Claus and John Miller spot a vessel that is traveling outside normal traffic lanes. It may just be a fisherman looking for snapper, but it's a route frequently taken by drug runners. The deputies adjust their heading to intercept.
180 Central, I'm gonna be stopping a vessel. It's gonna be a green flats boat, three male occupants.
The men don't look like typical vacationers.
How you doing? Sheriff's office.
And their behavior is suspicious.
Test out the motor.
Testing the motor?
Yeah.
All right. Do a quick safety check. How about life jackets? You got your life jackets in these compartments?
Yeah, we got enough for everybody.
But when the deputy asks to see one, the suspects run.
180 Central. Vessel's now fleeing Stump Pass area. Yeah, I'm in pursuit.
The suspects have a fast boat and get a good jump on the sheriff's vessel, which has to turn around. But the deputy's craft has twin Mercury engines, and they know how to push them to the max.
180 back to Central. The vessel's just at the entrance of Ski Alley, approaching the entrance of Ski Alley.
The suspects enter a narrow waterway. If they're running drugs, they'll dump them here where the cops can never find them. Deputy Claus kicks it up to 40 knots. They've got to get close enough to witness the drop. Suddenly, one suspect is seen taking a package from a storage compartment.
All right, they got a bale or something on the front of the boat. Looks like they're trying to dump it.
The suspects dump their bundle close to shore. If they're smart, it's packed with meat so alligators will swallow the evidence.
180 Central, the subjects threw something overboard. Looks like possibly a bale of some type.
But the evidence can wait. Right now, all the deputies want is to put these drug runners out of business. Their 300 horses roar through the swamp. The men know they can't outrun it and try to beach their craft. But they're not setting foot on land till they're in handcuffs.
Get on the boat, get on the deck of the boat. Face down.
Hands out in front of you.
With the suspects in custody, the deputies search for the bundle. The crooks couldn't have made it easier. They put it in a flotation bag. It contains over 20 pounds of marijuana. These smugglers won't be seeing the 20 pounds again, but they will be looking at 20 years. High-speed pursuits are common when the suspects are running drugs, but some people go too fast just for the thrill. They haven't a clue about the danger. Special Marine deputies are constantly on the lookout for dangerous boating, because here, there's no speed limit. And if an injured person goes overboard, any accident can be fatal. La Paz, Arizona. This resort community along the Colorado River attracts visitors from all over. Most are here to take in the sun, but some want to take more.
Mirror 85 at this time. Suspects are one male, one female.
For sheriff's deputies, boat theft is a real concern, and they train hard to keep crimes like this to a minimum. Here, an officer responds to a disturbance call. His dash camera catches the end of a fight and the start of an even bigger crime. The deputy's first concern is for the victim's safety. The man's assailants escape using the man's speedboat, but they're not getting far.
6.31.517, got a silver Mastercraft boat, blue stripe, white stars, northbound on the river from Trail Flats Boat Ramp.
Okay. Within minutes, river deputies have spotted the vessel and are in pursuit. Boat cameras record the chase. The suspects are no match for the deputy's speedboats, but they're not giving up. The boat thieves head toward shore to ditch their stolen vessel. Maybe they can escape on foot.
They're going to the beach. They're going to the beach.
But La Paz deputies are ready. Our crew is with an officer responding on land.
Taylor, I got a visual on him right now.
With the deputies closing in, the suspects beach their boat.
Yeah, we got
him
right here.
Freeze! Don't move!
One man tries to run.
Don't move!
But the deputies are as fast on land as they are on water. The second suspect goes quietly. He's seen enough fighting. Now he and his pal are going to see the inside of a jail cell. Every day, these special Marine officers keep crime on the water from making it to the street. Because where there are no roads, there's still one hard rule. Obey the law. They walk a different beat than other police, but they work just as hard, and the danger's just as real.
Shoot me!
Next.
He's got a gun.
On Special Forces.
Go get him!
The pursuit experts. They've been in hundreds of chases. They know all the moves.
Block him in.
They know all the tricks. But they've never met suspects like these. When criminals this tough hit the road, it takes a special force to take them down. Bad guys.
You get that money out.
They're fast. And they're tough. Fortunately, so are the good guys. Because when the stakes are this high,
He's got a gun.
There's no such thing as a second chance. The South may appear to be quiet, but it has its own unique problems. Here in Camden County, Georgia, the police are trained to deal with every kind of crime and every type of criminal under the sun. And sometimes, it gets very dangerous.
Come out with your hands up!
Drop the gun! Do not move!
We brought a special unit to Georgia to see for ourselves.
Block him in!
What we found were some unusual crimes. And some unusual police work. Just north of the Florida border, Camden County sees heavy traffic from Interstate 95. There are thousands of visitors every year, and some of those visitors bring trouble.
Put your hands on the car.
Hey,
under arrest.
Tactical forces train constantly, using real-life scenarios that push their skills to the limit.
Hey, 1080.
Because when the danger is real and things go wrong...
Go get him, Jason! Go get him!
Officers can die. Here, a Camden deputy pulls a driver over for speeding. It should be a routine traffic stop.
Hey, sir, I need to see your driver's license, please.
But a background check reveals the driver is an ex-convict wanted for parole violation. On top of that, the car is stolen.
Camden 23.
Got it, Ken.
Levy 1099.
Additional sheriff's deputies arrive on the scene. They quickly move into position. They stand ready as the suspect gets out of his car. At first, he seems to be cooperating.
Let me see hands.
But then...
He's got a gun, he's got a gun!
The deputies have no choice but to return fire. The gunfire stops. The police always try to avoid the use of lethal force. But when a suspect opens fire, officers do what's necessary to defend themselves.
In Georgia, like everywhere else, theft and robbery can be a problem. But one of the things the police train for here is faster response time. And that can mean bad news for the crooks.
In this pawn shop robbery, the crazed gunman thinks he's in total control of the situation.
You get that money out. Put it back.
The gunman doesn't realize the clerks have tripped a silent alarm.
Okay, there. That's all up.
By the time he leaves, Camden officers have already been alerted.
All units. Please be advised. We have a 1090 in progress. PNC pawn shop.
1417, 1020.
The robber gets only a few blocks before deputies track him down.
Block him in.
The suspect is like an animal, running on instinct.
Get on the ground.
But the deputies aren't letting this wild man get away.
Watch your guns. Get on him. Flip him over. I got it. Hands behind your back.
He's going straight to prison. A smart move by store clerks and a quick response by this task force have turned a dangerous crime into a textbook takedown.
Some takedowns can't go perfectly. Not when the suspects themselves are bent on destruction.
In another insane pursuit, a gang of teenage car thieves makes off with a stolen vehicle. Two of the suspects have outstanding warrants.
Blue and color Ford Taurus. Blue Ford Taurus occupied 5 times.
Camden Deputy Larry Taylor stays on their bumper. He hopes the thieves will wise up. But these carjacking juveniles show no regard for human life. They push it past 100, narrowly missing other vehicles. The skilled deputy hugs the road and hits the accelerator. He's not letting them get away.
Hang on.
The chase becomes a dogfight on the open highway. Weaving through lanes, riding the shoulder, they fly past traffic like it's standing still. A second deputy gets in front of them, hoping to slow the pursuit down. To regain the lead, the suspects pass a mobile home on the right, but the move forces them onto an exit ramp.
Getting off of exit five.
Deputies now realize the only way to take these guys down is to take them out completely. Deputy Taylor waits for just the right moment. He performs the difficult maneuver with total precision. It knocks out the suspect vehicle, but the deputy maintains control.
1050, Cam. 1050, how many squadron route? 1018.
Stand at 1050, send us a squad.
Miraculously, no one is seriously hurt in this devastating rollover. It could have been much worse. These Florida car thieves thought they could outrun the Camden deputies.
Hang on.
Now they know better. But they had to find out the hard way. Coming up on Special Forces. Going to extremes to stop crime. A drug task force goes undercover.
You got what I need?
To stop some desperate dealers.
Ain't got no dope, man.
And a Florida SWAT team goes the distance to stop a vicious hijacking. When these special forces go into action, the action is unstoppable. Next. The following program contains footage of actual events as well as special training operations. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Get out of there!
They're called ICE, the hottest task force in the South. Undercover, over the top, above and beyond, the call of duty.
America's drug war is nationwide, but in Lowndes County, Georgia, one of the biggest showdowns is taking place, thanks to a special task force known as ICE. It stands for Interstate Criminal Enforcement.
Lowndes County is a place where small-town life meets big-time crime. Our camera crew came down to Lowndes County to catch special task force agents in action. We saw them train hard, work hard, and put their lives on the line to put drug dealers behind bars. Located within the drug corridor between Miami and the Northeast, Lowndes County sees a heavy flow of drug traffic.
We finally got even.
Here, the tactical division plans an undercover drug sting to catch a dangerous dealer named Elos.
Mode of operation. Gonna meet us in a parking lot.
Posing as buyers, two undercover agents arrange to meet Elos late at night. One wears a hidden camera. The sting is also captured by police surveillance cameras. It's a dangerous operation. One mistake could tip off the suspect. Elos pulls up just after midnight.
Here it comes. All agents stand by.
The undercover officers get out of their car. The sting is on.
What's up, dog? You the man. You got what I need? I got you.
So far, everything is going according to plan. The agents give Elos the money. Satisfied, Elos opens the trunk where the drugs are stashed. The officers make sure the evidence is caught on camera.
I'll check it, man. You know, man, I don't got burnt a couple of times, man.
That's the bus signal. It's time for the takedown. The task force floods the scene. Elos runs to his car, but the keys are still in the trunk.
Police!
Like a wild animal, he tries to escape capture. His adrenaline surging, the pusher makes a desperate run for a nearby cornfield. It's now his only chance for escape. But the officers kick into overdrive.
I ain't got no dope, man.
He can deny all he wants. But drug agents now have the dope, the dealer, and all the evidence they need to convict him.
In the war on drugs, one of the most effective tools is the checkpoint. It gives officers a chance to get close to the suspects. Sometimes, very close.
Here, agents set up a roadblock in a neighborhood known for dealing crack. This customer isn't going anywhere, but the buyers in the car behind see the roadblock and hit reverse. The suspects can't go back. The way is blocked, so they plow straight through, nearly hitting officers. Seconds later, the late night quiet is shattered by the sound of police sirens.
1080 southbound on 10th Street. We have blue Chevrolet Impala.
The Impala slices through streets at 80 miles per hour. The three men inside are already guilty of assault on law enforcement officers. But if they hit anyone, it could mean manslaughter.
Come on around me, Darren. I'm gonna let you get on up there.
Several times, the suspects act like they're going to stop. But giving up is the last thing on their minds. Outside the city limits, the Impala hits 90 miles an hour. Then, just as suddenly, they pull over. With darkness all around them, the desperate suspects try to escape on foot. But in Lowndes County, the long arm of the law has long legs to match. These three criminals aren't outrunning anyone.
Put your hands back, get the
gun! I got it.
One down, two to go.
Put him right back on now.
With the arrest of the third suspect, the task force regroups and gets ready for the next takedown. It's been a long night, and tomorrow promises more of the same. To stop drug traffic, these special agents will use any means necessary, whether it's by force or finesse, by stealth or by sting. The man in the cap is an undercover deputy posing as a dealer. He's just made contact with a buyer seated in the Chevy truck.
Cars, be ready in a westbound location.
He signals that the sting is on. A female officer approaches with a supply of crack cocaine.
Right, seller's walking over this time. Everybody heads up. She's out the window now. Everybody just stand by. Stand by. She's still negotiating.
The man in the cap watches for the exact moment that money exchanges hands. Then he gives the signal.
All right, go.
The agents spring into action, but the buyer panics and tries to drive off. The agents manage to get the keys, but the suspect still wants to fight. Not a smart move, especially in Lowndes County. For the next few hours, the Lowndes Task Force is shutting down drug traffic as fast as it shows up. Busts like these can be dangerous, but it's far worse if a suspect manages to drive off. So officers will do anything to prevent it. They'll block its path. They'll grab the wheel. They'll stick like glue. Because the last thing they want is this. A drug dealer who got away leads agents on a deadly chase down the wrong side of the highway. Racing headlong toward oncoming vehicles, he's putting countless lives in danger. Finally, he tears back across the median, but that doesn't mean he's come to his senses. The suspect accelerates up an off-ramp. This man's cocaine rush has come to a devastating end. The task force known as ICE plays a crucial role in Lowndes County's war against drugs. The dangers are very real, and deputies face them every day. But drug traffickers, be warned, no matter how hard you fight, no matter how fast you run, in Lowndes County, these officers will keep going till they take you down. Next, on Special Forces.
Don't get too close.
The pressure is on.
Then the other one could cap a hostage.
How do you bust a fortified crack house?
Hey, y'all bribe the cop. You ought to make sure he's disarmed.
How do you capture vicious escaped convicts? How do you stop unstoppable car thieves?
She's throwing debris.
You plan hard.
On the counter sniper team, all right, you and Riley.
You work hard.
Stay in the car! Stay in the car!
Then you hit hard.
Put your hands up! Let me see
hands up! Get out of here! Hands up!
Get on the ground!
On the ground!
When there is no room for air,
the guy is probably going to hold the nurse hostage.
And no room for compromise.
Lay out! Lay out!
When it seems the most hopeless, and there's no way out, that's when Special Forces
go.
Take over.
Get on the ground!
In Lowndes County, Georgia, the war on drugs continues with a special task force that's about to go undercover.
This officer is being made up to look like a mild-mannered church lady. He's part of an elaborate plan by Lowndes agents to raid a well-protected crack house. Madam Officer is joking now. But this is serious business.
Man, it's gonna be popping you guys in there down the street at the old soup kitchen down there.
The dealers have spotters watching for cops. Infiltrating the neighborhood won't be easy, but this cover should do the trick. With the decoy church lady at the wheel, the agents await their signal. When it comes, they hit the crack house like a bolt of lightning.
Lay out.
But the agent isn't taking any chances. Inside the crack house, the dealers are caught totally off guard. Suddenly, they're in handcuffs and out of business.
We've got an order for search and seizure.
During the search, the head drug dealer makes a big mistake. Hoping to escape jail time, he tries to pay the cops off. Fat chance.
Anytime y'all bribe the cop, you ought to make sure he's dishonest, you know? It's pretty dumb.
I ain't bribing a cop.
Mission accomplished. This church lady can finally get out of his dress. Getting criminals behind bars is hard enough, but what happens if they get out? At this Georgia prison, that very nightmare occurred. This surveillance camera shows a lounge prison guard being ambushed at lockdown. Three inmates overpower the guard and make their escape. An emergency meeting is called by Lowndes County Sheriff Ashley Polk.
We're going to stay out there until we find these people. Keep your eyes out, because we feel certainly as soon as we get darkness, we're going to have a car theft.
A car theft. The sheriff is dead on. That night, a call comes in. The suspects have stolen a vehicle, and these special officers are ready.
It's going to be a black Toyota 4Runner. Last thing northbound on 41.
A tactical agent stakes out a likely escape route. Our crew rides with him. 4 hours later, they get lucky. The suspects see the agent's lights and hit the gas. The chase is on. The 4Runner hits a turn at 70 miles an hour.
Hey, Adam Lowndes, 1080, 231, HPW. Going out Statesville Highway.
Soon another car has joined the chase. The lead car tries to pass, but the suspects weave from side to side. They can't let themselves get boxed in. More officers' vehicles arrive, but there's no way these convicts are planning to go back to prison. Desperate, they throw debris from the 4Runner, hoping it'll buy them some distance.
All units be advised, he's throwing debris. Watch your tires.
The tactic gets them nowhere, but it puts the agents at risk. And that's where Sheriff Polk draws the line. Taking the lead, he blows out the suspect's tires with a shotgun while he's driving. The convicts know they're in trouble. They pull over in a last-ditch effort to escape on foot.
Stay in the car! Stay in the car! Stay in the car!
But Lowndes officers are on them. For these escape cons, break time is over. This convict knows he better follow orders, but his partners still put up a fight. Takedowns like these are a dangerous proposition, but considering the alternative, it's worth the risk. Pushers can run, robbers can hide, but they can't win. The next time the devil goes down to Georgia, he better stay out of Lowndes County. Because when criminals are at their worst, this special force is at its best.
Good job. Yes, sir.
Coming up on Special Forces. What goes on inside a SWAT team? Their toughest mission.
Situation's going south on us.
Their finest hour. Find out how they do it.
Go, go, go!
Next.
Get on the ground!
When it comes to special forces, there is nothing more elite than the SWAT team. They'll train hundreds of hours for a situation that can be over with in a matter of seconds.
We do not fire unless they're placing someone in immediate jeopardy.
Charlotte County, Florida. Sergeant Rick Neal briefs his SWAT team. Two terrorists have hijacked a private jet in mid-flight and taken the crew hostage. They could land here at any time.
We're going to try to negotiate them out. That's why we have both negotiators here.
But if negotiations fail, they'll have to use force.
All right, on the counter-sniper team, all right, you and Riley.
High-powered sniper rifles and assault weapons are immediately prepped. but using deadly force is always risky.
The problem with setting up simultaneous sniper takedown is if we take out one, then the other one could cap a hostage.
Night comes. They get word that the plane is on its way, but so is a major thunderstorm. The men meet inside a nearby hangar for a final briefing. The news is not good.
Negotiators have been talking to them. Situation's going south on us.
Low on fuel, the terrorists have demanded a larger plane.
The story right now is they're going to exit the aircraft one at a time. The guy is probably going to hold the nurse hostage. They're going to go around to the helicopter.
Negotiation is no longer an option. The plan is to take the hijackers out before they can even reach a waiting helicopter.
All right. You'll cover the takedown. You'll cover our takedown. Okay?
There it is. Stand by.
The plane has landed, but the rain has reduced everyone's visibility, especially those trying to aim weapons. As promised, the helicopter arrives.
Don't get too close.
The hostages are displayed to show that they're still alive. Lights flashing, more cruisers pull onto the tarmac, providing a perfect distraction for the SWAT team.
Go, go, go!
Sergeant Neal and his crew move out quickly and take their positions under the wing. This is the moment they've spent hundreds of hours training for, when everything they've learned will be put to the test.
Come to the radio silence.
Suddenly, the airplane door opens. The first hijacker slowly emerges with a terrified hostage, a 9mm aimed at her head. Then it happens.
Go, go, go! Heal them!
It's an incredibly risky maneuver. The second the gun is away from her head, they detonate flash grenades, creating a diversion. The team moves in like lightning. The terrorists are too stunned to even fire their weapons. And the SWAT team doesn't give them any time to struggle. The hostage takers are rushed into custody. This is what special forces are all about. Hours of planning followed by seconds of sheer terror. When one wrong move could mean the difference between life and death. For Sergeant Rick Neal and his highly trained SWAT members, tonight's lesson in defusing a life or death situation was flawless. And if they have to do it all again tomorrow, they'll be ready.
.180 Central, the vessel's now fleeing.
Drop the gun!
The pressure to be perfect. To be on a team like this takes nerves of steel.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
Razor sharp reflexes.
Block him in, block him in.
And split second timing. Nobody trains harder.
The suspect is running.
Because nobody risked more than the men and women.
Get on the ground!
On the ground!
Of the Special Forces.
We dedicate this show to the memory of a very special friend. Her name was Kathy Batterman. She was a helicopter flight nurse who died recently in the line of duty, saving lives.
You're out there alone. You have to make all the decisions.
Are you hurt anywhere else?
No, that's really the only part.
Were you knocked unconscious?
Not that I'm aware.
How old are you?
28.
Are you allergic to any medicine?
None that I'm aware
of. Are you taking any medicine?
No.
I'm gonna try to pop your hip back in. This is gonna hurt like all heck, okay?
Not part of it.
You know the stress is there, but the reward is the greatest feeling in the world. It's a chance to save another life.
I don't think there's that many people in the world that can say that they absolutely love their jobs to the point where they'd be willing to give their life for it. And I am.